Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 94 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I'm the kooky California creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com or back on the description page for this episode back on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, this show almost didn't happen today. I literally had no idea what I was going to talk about or if I was even going to talk today to you until about an hour ago. I was like, should I just not do the show? Should I come on and just say, hey, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, I'll be back in the new year? Should I actually talk about something? And then I had the thought, yes, I think I'm going to actually talk about something, but it's really going to be flying by the seat of my pants. So if you're looking for something very, very structured, profound, significant, this might not be the show for you. And first, just let me say that it is 81 degrees. 81 and sun, sun, sun. How Christmassy is that? Not. I am literally wearing boxer shorts and a tank top. And I think there's something wrong with that. My Christmas tree, my stockings, it's looking like Christmassy, but then the sun is like booming in from the window and I'm sitting here in shorts. I think that is so strange. And yes, I've lived in California for 99.99% of my life. I was born and raised here. So you would think I'd be used to this by now, but no, I still have to complain, at least around the holidays. It's so weird. Can we just get a little bit of rain or some clouds? A little breeze would be nice. Oh, and I am like going to be over the top with the silliness, I fear, for you today, because I've been very silly in this last hour since deciding to talk to you. I was just hanging out. I have nothing planned except for this idea in my mind of what I want to talk about. Fear in planning, ironically enough. But I was just hanging out on Facebook. Like, heck, I'm not going to plan my show, my fear on planning show. I'm just going to hang out on Facebook and go talk to the people over in the Psycho Spiritual Wheel of the Year group and see what's going on in my feed. A friend of mine posted about being in a funk and not in a funky town kind of way, not in a good funk. So I grabbed Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson's new song video for Uptown Funk, and I posted it on her page. And then I'm like, oh, heck, while it's playing, I'm just going to get up and dance. So that kind of began the super, super silliness. I love to dance around my living room. Yeah, I don't know how you explain that, but that got me super jacked up, and I was like, wee, what else can I find? And then my friend Zoe Manic posted my new favorite video. It is by a guy called J.P. Sears, and I posted it on my Facebook right after watching it on my Facebook page. You can go check that out after you listen to this very important episode. But I wrote, like, my name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am ultra spiritual. Namaste. But it is a really funny video making fun of spiritual gurus or people who take themselves too seriously in that regard, and it completely cracked me up. So now the silliness is off the charts. But fear and planning. How do I wrap this back around to the subject at hand here? I've kind of been MIA on Facebook while I'm taking a break. I've been posting here and there, but not as much as usual. And I was just having a Facebook-y kind of day. So I was on in my Magical Masterminds group this morning talking to my two best internet buddies. And they know that I've been wanting to, and you may know too, if you filled out a survey for me that I sent in the last newsletter, that I'm going to be sprucing up Kick-Ass Switch and making some changes. And with this downtime that I have been greatly enjoying in December, I've just been doing some preliminary planning, I guess. I've talked about feeling my way into the new year, so I've been feeling my feelings and exploring and thinking about what I love about Kick-Ass Switch, wondering what you love, wondering what you don't love, all that kind of stuff. And this morning I was working on, I just have these niggling fears in the back of my mind, like I think we all do. And so it's like, well, I'm going to incorporate that into my planning. You know, I'm going to sit here and write down all the things I'm afraid of happening in my business if I go too big, if I let it all hang out, if I show up in the way I know I'm capable of showing up, what would happen, you know, and what am I really afraid of? And it was interesting, and then I decided to share that with my friends and my Magical Mastermind group, and we got to chatting about that. And I thought, well, that might be a good thing to talk about, since so many people are, you know, creating. You know, if you're in the Psycho-Spiritual of the Year group, you may be feeling your way into the new year along with me. Or if you're like, you know, a typical type A American go-getter, you might be setting a lot of new year resolutions. So I thought this might come in handy to suggest, because I've never done this before. I'm big on shadow work, as you know. I've done a lot of shadow work in recent years, and I teach people how to do that. And I don't really know what compelled me to start incorporating that into planning for the new year, except I just, maybe just after so many years of doing shadow work, it's just become a natural part of how I think. You know, it's like, ooh, I feel something in my forehead or in the back of my neck. What is that? Let's get present with it. Oh, that's fear. Okay, what is this fear trying to tell me? You know, I do that kind of kooky, new agey stuff, and it's awesome. You can learn so much by paying attention to what's going on in your body, paying attention, you know, asking your fear, what do you want? What are you trying to tell me? So I did that. I just kind of randomly did that because I kept noticing these little fears pop into my head. So I started working with them and thinking about, okay, they're going to exist. These fears have been with me my entire adult life. They started in my childhood. Some of them were born when I was a teenager, but they've been with me for decades now. And I don't think they're going anywhere magically in the new year. I don't think acknowledging, oh, I'm afraid of that, is going to help. I'm going to plan around it. I'm going to incorporate these fears into my business plan, funny enough. So here's one. Okay, so I, like everyone, have waxing and waning energy levels, and I have low energy days. And for me, when I'm planning out what I'm going to do, a fear that comes up is how, if I like overplan my life, if I have everything down on an editorial calendar, like ding, 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 I'm going to do this day, what if I'm having a low energy day? What if I can't meet the needs of that day? What if I can't live up to my own expectations? So I just won't plan at all. I'll do nothing. So a way of working that into my plan is to stockpile videos, blog posts, content, stockpile that stuff on high energy days. So if I'm having a low energy day, I can just go with that and have a low energy day and be like, awesome, I'm so glad I wrote that blog post last week. I'm so glad I did the extra grocery shopping that I have food in the freezer so I don't have to like get it together to go to the store. So that's just one way that you can incorporate fear into your planning. So thinking about that got me really excited. Like, what else am I afraid of? What else can I plan around? And one, I don't know how much I've talked about this. I think it might have come up in the episode I did about Gwyneth Paltrow, like the world's most hated celebrity. I did an episode on that. I may have done an episode on fear of success. I'm not sure. But for me, this happened long before I ever got on the internet. This is just something, maybe it's something everyone experiences, and I'm thinking it's just about me, but from my own personal experience, ever since I was a little kid, whenever I like really just was being myself and putting it all out there, and I know it's a lot, when I like let it go, I can be pretty intense and loud and like, woohoo, I get a lot of strange energy. I get strange attention from men and women, and I've had some scary run-ins with stalker types of people, and I'm very afraid of that. I've had a couple incidences in my past where these people actually grabbed me and touched me, you know, where I had to ward off sexual assaults, but also just not even in a sexual context, just like a touching kind of thing that freaked me out. Or someone that just kept coming around my house and looking in my windows and things like that. So this is a real fear. I am really afraid of this. And when I got on the internet, you know, and I was making videos and having such a great time, that started happening online as well. And so it's kind of, you know, it's a mix of that kind of weird, aggressive attention from strange men and also this kind of, like, single white female syndrome, you know, where it's like, I love you. It's, like, really intense at first. Like, I love everything you do. I love you, I love you, love you. And then it kind of turns into, I want to be you. And then that kind of turns into, I want to be you, and therefore you must die. It gets scary, you know. So I noticed this fear that I have, and then I'll just pull back when that happens. And that's a shame because I really, 99% of the people out there are a total joy and a pleasure to connect with. I sincerely love you guys. You make me so happy. I love interacting with you. I love that you share your stories with me and that you're willing to put yourself out there as well, that it's a two-way street that way. And it's a shame, you know, that that tiny little percentage of people that kind of, I don't know if they're very lonely or if they have mental health issues, you know, each person is an individual, but when they come at me, it makes me want to run and hide. And so, you know, I have some fun video ideas. I have some things I want to do with video in 2015 that I'm really excited about. And I noticed in thinking about that, like, oh, I could do this, and then I'm going to do that, and oh, this is going to be so much fun. And then in the back of my mind is this little fear of like, ooh, if you put yourself out there, the freaks might come out, somebody might touch you, somebody might start like coming after you. So honestly, I don't exactly know how I'm going to work that fear into my planning. I have a couple ideas. Maybe you have some ideas. Write me a note. I would love to hear from you. I have had a couple of people, one guy in particular, it was just so awesome. He has such a cool radio voice, but actually leave me voicemails instead of writing me emails, and that is awesome. That is so fun to actually get to hear your voice. I don't have it set up for you to do that, although maybe I should set that up. Maybe that'll be something I do in 2015 where you can leave me a voicemail because that is really, really neat. I don't know how they're doing it. They send it to me through email, and that's very cool, and I really appreciate that. But if you have any ideas, I'd love to hear it. I'm going to be working on that, though. How can I go big in 2015? Without, you know, all of a sudden getting afraid and self-sabotaging when, you know, the first person starts acting strange and I kind of pull back. I don't want to do that. I want to keep going forward. I don't want to have to pull back and miss out on all the fun of connecting with all of you in that way. If you read my newsletter, you may have saw that I asked people to fill out a survey helping me co-create Kick-Ass Witch in 2015, because I know this is a two-way street. There's so many things I want to do you know, and I try to cram it all in. But you're such an important part of it that I really wanted to be mindful of that and be like, okay, what do you want? What do you need? What do you like about Kick-Ass Witch? What do you not like about it? And I'm going to make a video about this for sure in the new year and address this specifically. But just let me say right now, thank you so much to those of you who actually filled out that survey. One, the comments that you left me at the bottom, I might just have to print that out and put that on my refrigerator because it was just so sweet and touching and encouraging and exciting and beautiful to read all of the wonderful things you had to say. That survey is anonymous, so I can't thank you individually, but I appreciate it. I may have read those more than once or twice. They were amazing, so uplifting. So thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. And then two, I was shocked by some of your answers. I knew the Sad to Sexy program was probably on its way out. That's one of the things, that was the number one thing that people wanted less of. And I haven't done that since the spring of this year. I still care very much about helping people get off the standard American diet, but y'all aren't interested in taking that program, apparently. Most of you, anyway. That was like the number one thing that you wanted less of. But then, funny enough, advice with nutrition and diet was one of the things you wanted more help with. So that's confusing. And then ebooks. You wanted more ebooks. So I was thinking, well, what about if I combine those things and take the Sad to Sexy content and pour it into an ebook? Does that sound good? I don't know. I'm literally asking you right now. Would that interest you? That's something I'm thinking about in 2015. And this is such a rambly video. Are you still there? me. Let me talk about me. and I'm going to tell you another thing about me. I joined Toastmasters in September. It's been one of the most fantastic things I've ever done. I'm thinking about wanting to possibly maybe take what I do online offline. So I wanted to brush up on my public speaking skills, which is what Toastmasters is all about. It's about practicing your public speaking and then getting feedback from a group. And I was doing very well in it. I knew this like from day one that, this is me. This is so me. This is where I'm supposed to be. I'm good at this. People like this. They respond to me. I got all this amazing feedback, and I was winning blue ribbons and feeling all fine and dandy. And then it's interesting how kind of the backlash comes at you. And that, again, is like that I'm old enough now. I've been around this block enough times to know that people kind of love to build you up to tear you down. So it's not a big letdown to me. It's not a big shock when it kind of starts to turn that way. And people that are like complimenting you and telling you how amazing you are all of a sudden start taking, you know, little passive aggressive pot shots at you. But that started happening at this last meeting. And I thought, that's interesting. And thinking about how, does that tie in to this fear and planning thing I'm talking about? Am I afraid of that? I don't know if I am, actually. I don't really know because this is just a cycle I've seen, not just with myself, but with other people. But, for example, one lady who's been very supportive of me, you know, she said something about how, I went and checked out your blog, no judgment, blah, 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 blah. And that was just so weird to me. I was like, no judgment? What? Why would there be a judgment? I wasn't saying anything about judgment. Why are we bringing up judgment? And I thought, isn't in saying no judgment, you're being judgmental? It's like, no offense, but. And I had a guy there kind of do that to me, too. He was like, you don't really look like a California girl, because I was talking about being from California. He's like, don't take this the wrong way, but you have kind of like a Midwestern thing going on. It was like, don't take this the wrong way. If you start a sentence like that, it's kind of like starting a sentence like, no offense, but, and is that an insult telling someone they have like a Midwestern thing? I don't know. Does that mean I'm not cool or hip enough? I don't really know what it meant. But I just thought that was interesting, the way people sort of like poke at you when I think they think you think you're getting too big for your britches. So I think maybe some, I think sometimes maybe people are afraid of that. They're afraid of getting too big for their britches, lest other people try to drag them down. I'm going to forget the name of this, and I've probably mentioned it before because it's one of my very favorite metaphors. It's like a crab metaphor. But if you put, supposedly, I've never tried it, but supposedly fishermen that catch crabs, they can just throw them in buckets on the dock, and they don't have to worry about putting a lid on the buckets because crabs, they kind of self-regulate. They won't let any of the crabs crawl out. If one crab tries to crawl up to safety and save himself, the other crabs will literally pull him back down into the bucket. And I think this is such an amazing metaphor for the way that human beings treat each other sometimes. When somebody really starts going for a dream, other people can start trying to like poke holes in their bubble for whatever reason, because it makes them uncomfortable. An example that comes to mind right away is when I, you know, especially because it's almost time to be setting New Year resolutions, is how many people try to lose weight in the New Year. People try to get fit and lose weight, and they make it to a certain point, and then they stop and they let go. And I think in some cases, sometimes it's because it starts making the people around them uncomfortable. You'll hear stories about, you know, a husband or a wife who starts losing a lot of weight, and their spouse starts feeling threatened by that and then bringing home a lot of fattening, like junk food, and trying to sabotage their plans to get fit. Or their friends start picking at them, like they think they're too good now because they're losing weight and buying new clothes. The same thing can happen if you make a lot of money. I know people, they reach a certain set point where they feel comfortable, and then they kind of pull back because they have fears that people are going to, they're going to want something from me. People are going to start asking me for loans and favors, and or they're going to expect me to pay for everything, or maybe they're going to stop liking me. They're going to think that, again, I've gotten too big for my britches. And it's interesting to me the way people pull you back or try to pull you back. And I think that if that's a fear you have, if that's something that you've done in the past, this is a great time to acknowledge that and work that fear into your plans for the new year. How, what can I do to prevent that from happening? Again, I'm going to recommend Daniel Laporte's article. I wish I could remember the name perfectly. It's something like Open Heart, Big Fucking Fence. I'm pretty sure if you Google Big Fucking Fence, that's going to come right up. It's a great article that she wrote about setting boundaries. But maybe you need to put up your big fucking fence so people, when they start trying to take shots at you, when you start losing that weight, or you start making the money you always wanted to make, or you start being as big as you always wanted to be and growing into your full potential, when people start trying to pull you back, you have a plan in place for preventing that from happening. And you don't have to be a jerk about it. You can do it with a big open heart, which again is why I recommend going to read that article by Daniel Laporte. And then sometimes I think we just hold ourselves back, you know, going back to the idea of losing weight. I know a lot of people put on weight because they have been sexually abused in the past. This is a very common thing. And it kind of reminds me of what I was saying about my experience with stalkers. You know, I will kind of pull back and hide when people start giving me that attention. I don't like it. And it's not that I don't like it. It literally terrifies me. It's very triggering and scary for me. And I think the same thing can happen for people that are very overweight and who have put on that extra padding to protect themselves from sexual advances because of some trauma that may have happened in the past. They start losing weight. They start getting more sexual attention, and that triggers them and scares the crap out of them. So if you're one of those people, first of all, you have my most compassion, and if you've been around the block with that many, many times, it is extremely brave, courageous, and impressive that you would even attempt it again. But maybe this time if your plan is to lose weight and you have a history like that, maybe you can make a plan in advance. You can incorporate your fear into your planning for 2015 so that you don't self-sabotage when you hit that magical number and that fear starts coming up for you. And really, I mean, what's interesting about this, I don't know why this is the first year I've really done this, because it seems like this is something that I would just do. I guess because when I'm in the planning phases, I'm super excited. I'm not thinking about my fears. I'm thinking about how dang excited I am about my new plans and how amazing it's all going to be. And I think that addressing your fears when they're not even, you know, when they're not all up in your face causing problems might be a more efficient, healthier way of dealing with them. Because once they're like a big growling, scary grizzly bear in the room, they're a lot harder to deal with. So maybe now, you know, maybe you can get very quiet and when you're doing your planning, when you're super all jacked up and excited and you're going on the adrenaline of, ooh, this is going to be so amazing, maybe you can take a little bit of time to get some quiet space and just listen to what might be underneath that and see if any fears come up for you, even if they're just little nagging, tiny voices in the background, so that you can do what I'm talking about here and incorporate that fear into your planning and get a strategy into place for working around it or with it or through it or however, just getting past it, you know? And I think that that could be really exciting for 2015 if we all did that together and we got to move forward and cheer each other on. There's a really great, I keep saying us because I notice connections happening, especially in the private group for, you know, Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year. People are making friends there, but also just in kind of this witchy community, you know, where like brands are touching and people find this person from this YouTube video and people make friends, and that's beautiful. Like, we should support each other as we go into 2015 and cheer each other on and be able to say, okay, I have some fear coming up here, so we can all like help get that, get you past that. I would love to be that kind of presence for you and to be a support system. So I read all my emails. It does get a little crazy sometimes. It gets hard to write everybody back sometimes. It kind of goes through cycles, and I go through cycles. You know, sometimes I'm like, yay, I'm going to answer everybody, and I'll give these long, huge, long-winded answers. And sometimes I'm either really busy or having low energy, and I can't really get around to doing all of that. You might get like a shorter little thank you so much kind of response. But I read everything, and I appreciate everything. And if you need somebody to be like, you can do it, maybe even just post on my Facebook page. People are so kind there. The best, coolest people find me. I don't know how I got so blessed, but I feel blessed by that. And I bet you if you post like, hi guys, I'm having a problem with this, I'll bet these amazing people step up for you and comment back. I've seen them do it before, and if you're one of the people who have done that, thank you so much. You are so appreciated. Also, I just got the 92nd warning. That is so funny. I didn't think I had enough to talk about today, but apparently I did. What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to take next week off because my mom, stepdad, they are moving back to Bakersfield. They just have done like a whole decade of missionary work. The last few years, they've exclusively lived in Europe, in Portugal, Italy for a minute, and they've been in Southall, like a suburb of London, for the last couple of years, and they're finally moving back home at the end of December, so we're going to have a late Christmas celebration, so I won't be around. I'll be in Bakersfield partying up with my mom and welcoming her back home, but I will be back here on January 6th, I think, is the next Tuesday after that, talking at you like I always do. So let me just tell you, Happy New Year! Woohoo! I hope 2015 is amazing for you. I'm sending you so much love and peace. And I'm going to send you out with this ornament that my son keeps driving me crazy with. if we don't get cut off here, because it cracks me up, not 200 times a day, but one time is good enough and funny. So here it is. It's a little hamster in a ball. A hamster in a ball. He's going to play you out. Merry Christmas. Much love. Happy New Year.